You're on Texas Standard Time.
Linda Ronthy is from Dallas. She's a city girl at heart, and for the past several years, she's taught elementary special education in Alpine, a small West Texas town about 2.5 hours from a major airport.
This is country living at its finest.
Her husband's job brought them here, and so far, she's enjoying the close community and the mountain scenery.
We don't have a Home Depot. We don't have Lowe's. We don't have those creature comforts that the city has. Heck, we don't even have a Walmart.
Teacher salaries here are lower than what she's used to. On average, a beginning teacher at Alpine ISD makes about $32,000. And Ronthy's been teaching there for about 5 years, so she makes a bit more, but still.
There's a huge pay gap. I was hired in Coppell ISD, and I was offered $20,000 more than what I'm being paid for here.
Coppell's a Dallas suburb, and if you look at Katy ISD, a suburb outside of Houston, they'll hire a teacher on with no experience at $53,000. In Dallas, $51,000, and San Antonio ISD, just north of $52,000. Teachers in rural communities can work for 20 years, and they'll never reach those numbers. Of course, rural schools want to pay teachers more, but their budgets are limited, and the state's share of public school funding has dwindled over the years, leaving local districts to fill in the gaps with property tax income. And generally speaking, a pasture doesn't generate the same tax revenue that a shopping mall does. And this year, state leaders have vowed to fix this system.
We are going to reform school finance in the state of Texas this session. And we are going to reform property taxes in Texas this session.
We're putting teachers first this session. It's been 20 years since they've had an across-the-board raise.
That was Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. In his inauguration speech, Patrick touted a bill that would give a $5,000 raise to every teacher in the state. Many educators feel it's been a long time coming, but an across-the-board raise won't close the pay gap, Alpine ISD teacher Linda Ronthy describes.
I'm grateful for the opportunity I have to work here, but I do miss what the city offers, and especially as educators.
And when teachers leave rural districts for higher-paying ones, it hurts students. A 2017 report from the Texas Education Association's Rural Schools Task Force, schools with low teacher turnover perform the best. TEA's Mark Winchester was the facilitator for that task force. He says many of the superintendents and teachers he met, they stay in rural districts because of their connections to the area.
They really do love the idea that they can watch other children and their own children grow up. The dedication to a rural lifestyle was very inspiring to me.
Mindy Morgan is one of those teachers. She teaches junior high math in Riesel ISD. And Morgan grew up in this town, just 20 minutes outside of Waco. She wanted to be close to her mom and dad.
It's little things like at the end of the day that my kid can ride the bus to her grandparents' house and have somewhere to go.
Sure, she says most teachers didn't get into teaching for the money, but it'd still be nice to make more.
Teaching's hard and teaching's stressful, and money can't make it less stressful, but it can help you afford to not stress over what you're going to cook for supper that night. You know, I don't think that money buys happiness, but sometimes it can make your life a little less stressful.
She's glad Texas lawmakers are thinking about teacher pay and would welcome a $5,000 raise.
I think it's a piece, but I don't think that alone is enough to fix the problem.
Morgan says her sister is currently working on her teacher certification, and she hopes in the near future her sister won't have to choose between living near family in the country and making a competitive teacher's salary. For the Texas Standard, I'm Will Burney in Waco.